Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployments of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops stationed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. Former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson, testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee. Her claim of President Trump lunging to take control of an SUV is being disputed. Two Secret Service agents are prepared to testify before Congress that Trump did not lunge at a steering wheel or assault them. The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A SpaceX flight to the ISS has been rescheduled for July 11th. CRS-25 resupply mission needed some repairs after hydrazine vapors came in contact with the landing parachute. Lawmakers that were in charge when Flint, Michigan's water supply started killing people may not face charges as determined by other lawmakers.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that indictments against former Governor Rick Snyder and eight other people in the Flint water scandal were invalid. However, State Solicitor General Fadwa Hammoud appears to be ignoring that ruling, saying she's prepared to prove the allegations against them. Tuesday's ruling by the court wipes out those charges. The Supreme Court said state laws, quote, authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a one-person grand jury, but they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Like something out of the history books, a luxury liner and an iceberg collide in the ocean. A Norwegian cruise line ship on its way to an Alaskan glacier hit an iceberg over the weekend and was turned around due to the damage. The Norwegian Sun smacked into the iceberg on Saturday and was rerouted to Juneau for inspection. Fortunately, the iceberg was only the size of a semi-truck and no injuries were reported. Two young men were busted last week in California during a traffic stop for transporting 150,000 pills of fentanyl. As you probably know, fentanyl kills a stadium full of people every year for the last few years. Soft on Crime California, in all its wisdom, released the men back to the streets days later. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bordeaux cannot believe his court system did this.
I mean, we have about 600,000 people that live in our county. Right through the center of it are two major highways that have heavy drug trafficking. And as you know, fentanyl is incredibly dangerous, and we come across 150,000 pills of fentanyl. This case went before a judge through the probation department on a risk assessment, never notifying us as the sheriff's office, and then ordered a court-ordered release of these two people.
Sheriff Bordeaux on Fox News vents.
law enforcement leaders in the state of California are frustrated. This soft-on-crime approach that we see from the governor's office in Sacramento and our legislators, we are completely frustrated.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you for joining in, because we've got problems to solve and a country to save, and all hands are required, all hands on deck. If you're an American, not an Americans, then join in on the battle. As I've been saying, this is not about the Republican or Democratic Party. This is about the heart and soul of America. I mean, to be honest with you, and I haven't said this to Rick, so this may be the first time he's heard it. As far as I'm concerned, the way the political parties are not serving us, the hell with them. I mean, we need to set them aside. And we need to be about a party of the United States of America, a party of we the people. I mean, this system of this two-party system, maybe two-and-a-half-party system or whatever it is that you want to come up and conjure, like gender choices and that sort of thing, it's designed to have us at each other's throats. And so what they do is they fundraise based on the anger and the emotion that they raise up in us. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, is with us now. Hey, Rick, am I too far off here? Am I over the boat or what?
I don't think you're too far off. I just think you're actually missing one of the key threads, and that is the uniparty that so many people have really discovered, where on issues that you think they should be at each other's odds, they certainly raise money against one another on it, like gun control. Mm-hmm. When they have to, when they want to, they can come together and they can pass laws that basically say, we can come in and take your gun anytime we want to. Oh, but we're doing it for public safety. So, right. They sit there and they're really good at raising a lot of money against vaccine mandates and things like that. Really bad at doing anything about it. And so the real problem is that, in my mind, is they'll raise money on issues that matter to people, and the reason it raises money is because it matters to people. But then they don't deliver anything in terms of what they, and don't actually fight for what they raised money on. So the real problem is that both parties will fight on issues that matter to the American public. But it comes down to, when it comes down to actually fighting in Washington, D.C., one of those two parties is inept, inert, and flaccid in their attempts to actually do what they said they're going to do and fight for what they said they're going to fight for. And
when their goal is to get reelected, they got reelected, so they're in. So it isn't about, the other stuff is just fluff. But, my point in this is that if we had, and really, I get it, because I came from California. I saw what a one-party state can do. That's diabolical. I just, in my own dream world, I'm thinking, could there be, I mean, a little bit of a John Lennon, rift here. Imagine.
Oh,
no. I know, sorry.
No. Bill,
I'm not. Hey, I'm not going way over the top here.
No.
Yeah, I know. No. Only, hey, it's only because of my music background. That's all it is. That's all the reference. Okay. Not political. I mean, I didn't.
Got it.
But I'm just, imagine. Okay. I know. I'm in dangerous waters because everything from the left is reimagined and all this other stuff. But anyway, just imagine that we the people, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you up on top of the roof getting ready to jump. Don't jump! No, it's just to imagine that there were, you know, that we could agree that say, look at this Constitution, really, this is what we believe in, and this is what we're going to support. And because this two-party system isn't working. I mean, the way it is, it's just, it's a manufactured institution to raise money. And like you said, here they raise money, they promise all this stuff, and it doesn't happen. But anyway, enough of that stuff. I want to take a look at...
Hold on. This is important. This is actually... Okay. I'm sorry. This is really important. Because it is... When Joe Biden ran for president, and I'm sorry for comparing what you just said to that. What he... You know, he was...
Well, I said John Lennon at Imagine, so I guess you could reference that,
okay.
too. So, okay.
Right. When he ran for president, people were tired of the constant conflict over various issues. They were tired of the constant back and forth, the constant impeachments, the mean tweets. And they really wanted to have unity. And Joe Biden ran on unity. And that was one of the things. He was the great uniter, remember? And
like he's ever been, but that's okay.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like we discovered in post-election, he's a great uniter as long as everybody does what he says, as long as everybody agrees with what he wants to do. But if you don't, you end up with the DOJ turned on you. You end up with the government bureaucrats going after your business. You end up with all sorts of, with essentially the full weight and power of the federal government going after you. Because I come away and I think that sometimes too, and I said, gosh, sort of the Rodney King school of politics, can't we all just get along?
Right.
And you sit there and you just go, wait a second, you know, as Christians, we know that we are going to be standing out in a crowd. We know that the world is going to reject Christianity because God's economy is different than the world's economy. And so getting outside the political thing, the greatest uniter of all is God, their creator.
Amen.
And yet man rebels against God continually. And as Christians, we have to basically sit there and say, we're going to stand for truth. Mm-hmm. We're going to stand for what's right. We're going to stand for Christ as the Redeemer of the world. And we can't care if other people embrace it or not. We have to stand for that and bring truth to people. And that is hard. It is really, really hard.
And the thing that's amazing, Rick, is look at the history. Look at the history of the faith marchers over the years. Why America came about. Without Christianity, without faith, this wouldn't happen. Even George Washington said as much, okay, and other of our founding leaders. Yep. So, it's clear. The evidence is empirical. But, you know, like you said, even if Jesus came down right now, they would be just like the Pharisees and Sadducees at the time saying, hey, show me a sign. You know, show me a sign and I'll believe you.
Yeah, well, he showed him a bunch of signs, and then they killed him, okay?
Yes.
That's the, you know, Jesus did come down, and for his trouble, he got nailed to a cross, and we know that was God's plan, and we know how that's the path to our redemption after he was raised from the dead. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ stood in front of the people and performed, when he performed a miracle, they said, wait a second, that was on Sunday. You can't do that on Sunday. He performed a miracle and said, hey, he said he forgives sins. Oh, we can't do that. That's blasphemy. And so rather than observing the empirical fact of the miracle right in front of them, they rejected it because it didn't fit within the theological framework they had. And they couldn't wrap their heads around the fact that the only person who can forgive sins is God. And Jesus could claim to forgive sins. And so if that were true, he's God. But they rejected the miracles because they couldn't deal with the fact that he was proving who he was directly to them.
How could somebody looking just like us come from Bethlehem, from an irreverent union, His parents weren't even married when he was born. How could that possibly be God, right? So here's all this rage and this angst against him and this unbelievability. But meanwhile, as you said, as he said, he came to liberate those that have been captured. He had liberated people in every level, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And look what happened. You're exactly right. We've got more from Rick after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. With only 2% of the population in India professing to be Christian, the Tide Ministry utilizes several techniques to reach the lost. One of these is a highly successful Bible Club satellite TV program spoken in Hindi to reach the children of India. This unique method has become an effective way of communicating the gospel with children. The feedback that we receive from the field indicates a broad reach of this satellite ministry and what a blessing it is for the children, especially those living in northern Indian villages. Even some adults are learning about the gospel through this program. We're grateful that satellite TV can reach even the most remote villages, but even more importantly, carries the light of Christ into spiritually hungry hearts. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout India as they hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
And only an infamous Rick Manning continues with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. We're 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Well, Rick, I guess to put a bow around all this deal, as you said, look, if you want a civil society, be civil, right? I mean, that's really the bottom line. I mean, because it goes back to what God had said long ago, you reap what you sow. I mean, we've been reaping. You talk about, you know, the tornado, hurricane, whatever Schumer's latest comparative is. You've been reaping that, and this is what you're getting. I mean, you've created a culture of death. The Democratic Party clearly has come out and said, we are the party of death. We're the party of voter fraud. I don't know who supports the Democratic Party anymore. Of course, here recently, what was it this week, they woke up and said, oh, my goodness, you know, we've lost a million people. A million Democrats said we're out of the camp. I mean they packed up their belongings and exited stage left. So what is that telling you about this party?
Well, I think the Democratic Party has a realignment going on, as the Republican Party does. The interesting thing is it's actually realigning in some more demographic ways, but the Democratic Party's biggest problem is that they're completely out of alignment with the vast majority of the people who vote for them. Mm. And they have this weird coalition that is, they've got their, let's say their gender bender coalition, mm-hmm. Which goes directly in contrast to their African American coalition and their Hispanic coalition, and then they have their elites, their white elite coalition, let's put them out, call them that, and so you academics and the like, and so you have this group, and you know, going blacks who go to church, which most do, and Hispanics who go to church, particularly newly arrived Hispanics who go to church at a much higher rate than whites do. What you have is they have a church population that goes and worships God every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they have a coalition that is completely anti-God, that is really the driver of their policies right mm-hmm. now. And so the economic, going back to your John Lennon thing, the economic driver that brings people who are in the lower class financially into natural alignment with the Democrats is in direct contrast to the idea that we're going to spend all of our political capital fighting about whether or not a boy can run in a girl's race, or whether or not we're going to have drag queens coming into the libraries. Those two things don't work out. And so a lot of people, when they see that's happening, say, I don't identify with that. And I
exactly.
culturally, they're and the equivalency is when the blue collar voter leaving the Democratic Party. In the 80s, 90s, 2000s, culminating with Trump. Mm-hmm. And that was a result of 30 years of a war between people's cultural beliefs, God, guns, country, and their economic beliefs, which are dictated by their unions. As private employee unions diminished and fell by the wayside, people began to be voting more about their cultural and interests. And they looked around and said, the Democratic Party doesn't represent that. And that's how they lost blue-collar America. And this is how they're going to lose Hispanics and blacks in the same exact way. And the Democratic Party is going to go the way of the dodo if they don't straighten out.
Well, and it's not just the blue collar, it's the suburban housewife, the coveted suburban housewife, the educated housewife, who realizes there's incongruity. It's incongruous against their values. They claim to have a certain value base, and at every turn, even though there might be, you know, that issue of abortion, it still comes down to, do you want life or death? And realizing in much the same way that minorities, blacks and Hispanics alike, even blacks especially, have kind of awakened to say, wow, 40% of the babies aborted were blacks. And the party that supported abortion more than anybody was the Democratic Party that I voted into office. What the heck was I thinking? And they keep throwing money at us, more to keep us quiet than to really help us. You know, and I quote Bob Woodson, you know, from the Woodson Center, because I asked Bob, I said, Bob, $30 trillion since 1964, roughly, on the war on poverty. Where did that money go? Oh, Bill, you got to understand. 70% of that went to essentially black administrators. You know, the people that got the job, they were taken care of, and crumbs were thrown down to the people that $30 trillion was relegated for. And this is the story of the Democratic Party. It's all about the elite class. It is not the people that they say that they're there to serve. That is all lip service. And this is what's coming out loud and clear. The experience defines preference, and it's defined this Democratic Party in such a way that I don't know if they can possibly do enough voter fraud to cover themselves in the midterm. But guess what? That's not going to stop them from trying. And maybe, just maybe, it might be so exposed, Rick, that there's no argument about what happened in 2020 anymore.
Well, they're going to try, A, and B, the fact that there's alternative media to the big three, you know, that used to dominate everything, means that people have the ability to go and find things out for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that is and that's really the most significant thing that's happened in the age of the internet, is people having the capacity to find out for themselves. It's why the battle over censorship on the internet is so important, because the way you enslave people is you restrict their information flow so they don't know any different.
Right.
And so when blacks were sitting there and had higher employment than they'd ever had in history under Trump, when they had higher wages, when their higher wages were the people at the bottom end of the spectrum, they were going up dramatically, while people at the top end of the spectrum were pretty flat. Mm-hmm. That was people noticed that. People noticed that there was more opportunity for them. And as a result, Trump was making massive inroads into the black and the Hispanic community. Now you have the crazy attack on, you know, anything that makes any sense on the gender stuff. And you end up with people who looking around, honestly, mm-hmm. under the age of 40, blacks under the age of 40, are looking around and they're saying, I was better off under Trump.
Yes.
And it is and as a result, we're taking a hard look at it, and the post-civil rights movement blacks are now looking more and more towards alternatives, and they are post-party people, mm-hmm. because they don't view themselves as Republicans, they don't view themselves as Democrats. They're the 40% of the people out there actually view themselves as independents, mm-hmm. and in many states, the not declined to vote or independent are the largest party in the state, not Democrats nor Republicans.
Exactly. Well, Rick, I just got somebody just sent me an email here. I thought it was interesting. Or a text, I should say. Nancy Pelosi is now not going to be able to get communion in Texas, not because of her stand on abortion, but because she pushed a little Mexican girl out of a photo.
It's unbelievable.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Elbow. Well, that was indicative of really everything. I mean, of course, the little girl's really lucky that Joe Biden went there, but it's a different story.
Well, yeah, Joe Biden would have just come over and smelled her up. But no, but yeah, Nancy lays an elbow on her, and I'm just thinking, wow. I mean, and this young girl, 10-year-old, had more class. I know of some young girls that would have probably turned around and bit her on the elbow.
You're on my bubble. Get away, girl. You know, it was one of the weirding things, but we personalize are revealed in those little moments.
Exactly. So I couldn't help but throw that in there. It just we needed a little levity after this serious two segments of frivolity. And I know everybody, my dear friend Tennessee Bob is still freaking out over Imagine, so that's okay.
How are we not being played out with Imagine all the people?
Exactly.
One today.
Ooh, amen. Ooh.
This Rick Manning, you're awesome. By the National Safety Council. It's the summer season, which is a time of increased injuries and fatalities. That's why every June, we observe National Safety Month, to remind everyone of the importance of keeping each other safe, both on and off the clock. Did you know more than 4,100 preventable workplace deaths and 4 million injuries occurred in 2020 alone? It's time to stand up for safety. Be part of the solution. Learn how you can become a safety hero at work and in your community today. Free National Safety Month tools and resources are available at nsc.org/nsm.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. While safety should be top of mind all year, we urge everyone to focus even more acutely on safety this month. Whether it's at work, on the road, at home, or anywhere in between, it's more important than ever we work together to take safety personally and speak up to keep each other safe.
To learn more, visit nsc.org/nsm.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployments of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops stationed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. Former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchison, testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee. Her claim of President Trump lunging to take control of an SUV is being disputed. Two Secret Service agents are prepared to testify before Congress that Trump did not lunge at a steering wheel or assault them. The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Nicholas Fondacaro is with us. He is the news analyst for Newsbusters. Nicholas, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here. I mean, the mainstream media has really, they're picking no bones about it. They've picked the sides. They've abandoned their raison d'etre. And the reason to exist is, hey, give me the news. Can you report on the news? No, let's come up with a narrative. Let's be outraged and, you know, take our own position on abortion. And NBC really sold themselves out by smearing pro-life clinics after sending producers to spy on clinics. Tell us what you know about this, Nicholas.
Yeah, so basically what they did was instead of just sort of sitting down and having discussions or speaking with representatives of these crisis pregnancy centers in Texas and sort of like showing like, oh, like this is the Republican solution and to questions about the abortion issue, they literally just send in some producers to pose as women in need. And they've only, like, when after they sent them in, they only used like a couple things from what they were told there. They didn't even have like, they didn't show any video. They didn't sit down with them. Like it was basically just like they posed as these women in need and they came out with just like these few little tidbits that they thought they could spin. One of the things that they could spin was that they showed the undercover producer like, oh, these are what your possible baby could look like during the stages of development. And just to sort of show, it's like, this is what you're trying to kill. You're killing a life by wanting to get an abortion. And then they tried to spin that. And then they had a Texas state representative, Donna Howard, and a former Republican representative, Sarah Davis, who were completely, they're critics of the program in Texas. They basically just elevated the critics and sat down with them for an interview, but not representatives from the crisis pregnancy centers, and they just let them spout off, calling this a waste of money. There's no accountability. say that they're committing fraud, basically saying these crisis pregnancy centers in Texas are like a criminal enterprise that are just leeching money off the taxpayers in Texas.
But let's not talk about Planned Parenthood. I mean, talking about leeching money off the taxpayers.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, that's rich. The thing is that they must believe that the people there in that area don't know any different. You know, this is like the January 6th hearing all over again. They come up with their narrative. They put all their nice little pictures. They take everything out of context. They do their propaganda until you get somebody who was actually in the room and knows what goes on. And just like there at this pro-life clinic, you have people who have been served by that pro-life clinic that, boy, the benefits that they received and how they took care of them and their children post-delivery when they chose life, boy, I'll tell you, Nicholas, it brings tears to your eyes, and it encourages you to believe that there are fellow human beings that are for life, that are really coming alongside a mother who is confused and in today's narrative, especially confused because they're told, hey, you know, you don't have to take that baby anymore. In fact, you know, look at, there's movie stars. Here's all these celebrities that have done this. And, you know, it's really just a clump of excess tissue. It's meaningless in the whole deal. And they don't hear the voices of experience of 49 years, women who were just like them, who were stressed out, didn't know what to do, went and had an abortion and carry the shame and guilt of realizing, oh my God, I killed my baby. And it may not have been at that instant, although a lot of women will tell you as they leave the abortion clinic that there's just something eerie that they're not at peace about. And that disturbance psychologically grows on them to such a degree in some cases, and probably far too many cases than certainly the government or the Guttmacher Institute wants to report on because of health privacy laws. It leads to suicide, Nicholas, for these women.
Yeah, and I've heard the stories about the women who come out and have experienced that emptiness. And on NBC, in their report, they claim like that feeling like that and like the mental strain of it was false, that didn't exist. They specifically said that is false. And my family for a long time has donated and helped with a crisis pregnancy center up in upstate New York, which I don't want to act. Joseph's house. I'm a little bit nervous to say their name because there have been so many attacks on these places, which that in and of itself is another story where the media, we've done a study where the media just basically has refused to cover the attacks from the terrorist organization, is what we call it, the Jane's Revenge.
Jane's Revenge, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As of last week when we put out our study, NBC themselves have only done 39 seconds on the attacks on the crisis pregnancy centers at all, mm-hmm. and other pro-life facilities, and MSNBC has done no mention of them.
Right, but yet for Planned Parenthood, you mentioned, the newsbusters reported that Planned Parenthood got, you know, every day for like 60 days they were getting publicity leading up to the release of this final decision from SCOTUS, right?
Yeah, so basically since between the day that the draft was leaked on May 2nd to this past Monday, when we put out the study, there was a total combined 65 interviews done on the cables. So CNN and MSNBC gave 65 interviews to Planned Parenthood representatives. 48 of those are on MSNBC. So keeping with the theme of the NBC stuff, which they claim there's the difference or like a divide between MSNBC being the more opinion side and NBC being the new quote-unquote news side, people go back and forth all the time. They share the same ideological. They're rowing in the same direction on this. Mm-hmm. So there's 48 interviews on MSNBC with Planned Parenthood, 17 from CNN. And to be fair, so on the day that the draft was leaked, Andrea Mitchell did speak with the Students for Life president, and that interview was very hostile, almost accusing her of like spinning things, and it was in general, all of this stuff has just been, when they do, they have had pro-life people on, and when they, and from organizations, and when they do, it's hostile, confrontational, adversarial, and just basically making it out like, and they always try to make it that it's like a woman interviewing them, like a female, reporter. So it's almost like they're treating them like betrayers to their gender.
Exactly.
To their sex. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate because it's so divisive and it doesn't unite us. And we have seen, Nicholas, this organic movement over the last 49 years and how this has been picking up steam. And this is based on experience. Women who have experienced abortions, as we referred to earlier, and that is empirical evidence. It's anecdotal evidence of what happens. And the other thing, note that they're very quiet about the mail-in abortion pills. Analysts are saying another 40% of abortions, and that is the fastest growing side of it, are mail-in abortion pills, where you've got these young girls. I mean, they're not doing this in an office. I mean, many of these young girls are doing this in the privacy of their homes, by themselves, and there's all kinds of complications that occur, as a result of this abortifacient pill. And as many women who have taken the pill have said, I had no idea what I was getting myself into until it was too late, in terms of, you know, the pain and that they had to endure as a result of the abortifacient pill.
Yeah, it's a totally, it's one half of the story that they're really not covering, and it's, they're doing it on purpose. So
yes, of course.
Just to keep that part down, and they keep wanting to say, like, oh, 70, they keep holding up these polls, like 70% of people don't want Roe overturned, but most people don't actually understand what Roe actually did, and you're just basically not giving them the information so they can say that. But then they're also ignoring polls. I believe it's a Knights of Columbus Marist poll that found that most people, I think only 10% of people in the poll that were polled said abortions, like no restrictions at all on abortion, but mm-hmm. most people want some form of restriction
exactly.
on abortion.
Nicholas Fondacaro, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Pasco joins us now. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm ever encouraged by what's going on. The Supreme Court gave people of faith 3 big decisions, of course, the biggest of which was the Roe decision, sending it back to the states. The emotion of that decision is such that people are not really considering, you know, the intelligence or the knowledge about, you know, about that decision. It's just, you know, it's being kind of pent up in this emotional silo that has, you know, people, you know, kind of losing their mind over this, as opposed to just reasoning about this and saying, look, at this isn't outlawing abortion. Hey, look, at it's there. It's still available if that's what you believe in. It's just you're going to have to find a state, possibly, or, you know, a different avenue. It's just not going to be federally funded and federally available.
Yeah. You know, as I look at that decision, it's not just people of faith who are excited over the last several days since the Supreme Court issued its ruling. It's people who love and revere the Constitution of the United States. Yes. As the document that it is, that for 233 years now has allowed for the greatest amount of human flourishing in the history of human flourishing. What that ruling did was it went back to the precepts of the Constitution. The Constitution is a document that limits government. That's what it does, and specifically the Bill of Rights. If you go through the Bill of Rights and break down each one of those things, they are all negatively framed. Congress shall make no law. That's the opening, the first 5 words of the First Amendment to the Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Okay, and then we get into all the things that Congress cannot do. It's a limitation on government. And what we had here is for the last 49 years, we've been operating under, frankly, an unconstitutional and a lawless regime. We had a Supreme Court in 1973 that literally made up a right out of whole cloth. It was found in the Constitution. It was nowhere to be found in the Constitution or in any of the rights that are unenumerated by the Constitution, but exist in our tradition, in our history. It didn't exist there either. But nevertheless, you had seven justices back in 1973 who said it does exist. And so for the next two decades, we lived under Roe. Then in 1992, we had a second case come along, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And in 1992, we all thought, finally, they're going to strike down Roe, because Roe is the worst reasoned ruling in the history of the Supreme Court. Everybody agrees. Even liberal constitutional scholars say, please don't hold up Roe as an example of how to write a Supreme Court decision. It's horrible. We thought it was going to be struck down in 1992. It was not. What was fascinating is, if you go back and you read the Casey ruling, the Casey court, the majority there, decided, well, we're not going to hold up Roe because of its reasoning. We're going to hold up Roe because it's the precedent. It's only because it's a precedent that we're going to hold it. And so they gutted it. You remember, Roe gave us viability. Where did viability? Roe gave us trimesters, three trimesters. The pregnancy is divided into three trimesters. Nobody in the oral arguments and in none of the amicus briefs that were filed in Roe, nobody mentioned trimesters. Harry Blackmun, the justice who was appointed to the court by Richard Nixon, he was the one who wrote that decision in Roe. He created trimesters out of whole cloth. And basically, okay, in the first two trimesters, that's where the woman's interest is predominant, and only in the third trimester is the state's interest in protecting innocent life. Does that rise to the level of being equal with the woman's right? So in the third trimester, you might be able to have some, you know, minor restrictions on abortion. Casey came along and said, screw that. We're going to throw out trimesters. We're going to throw out this viability test. But guess what? A legal principle that is based on a scientific finding, that is, when is a fetus viable? Guess what? That's a moving target, because as medical technology advances, as scientific technology advances, we're able to take fetuses out of the womb earlier and earlier and yet bring them to a full fruition, a full life.
Yes, exactly.
So setting viability as a standard was just dumb to begin with. Casey gave us this notion of the so-called undue burden. Well, but they never defined what an undue burden was. So you didn't know, is that burden, it's a burden, is it a due burden or an undue burden? I don't know. Let's let the lawyers decide. Again,
based on the pregnant woman's opinion.
Exactly.
And her belief at that moment. Sure. Yeah, exactly.
It's just, that's not a legal standard. And finally, what Alito has done here after 49 years, we've got, and let's talk for just a second about Chief Justice Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to split, he wants to split the baby down the middle, literally. In this case, he says, I vote to uphold the Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks, but I don't agree that we should overthrow Roe v. Wade and take away a woman's right to choose. Guess what? He's trying to put a round peg into a square hole. If you vote to uphold the Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks, then you are voting to strike down Roe. The two cannot coexist. There is no peaceful coexistence between the Mississippi law and the original ruling in Roe. You can either have the Mississippi law or you can't have Roe. And guess what? Both the litigants, both the state of Mississippi and the Jackson Women's Health Organization that sued the state of Mississippi, that's the abortion clinic in Mississippi that said, hey, you're going to put us out of business if this law goes into effect. We think this law violates Roe. Guess what? They're absolutely right. That law does violate Roe. So the question is, does Roe stand or does the Mississippi law stand? And the Supreme Court decided, six justices voted to uphold the Mississippi law. In doing so, whether he wants to acknowledge it or not, and he clearly doesn't want to acknowledge it, I guess because he doesn't want to look like he's an extremist or something like that. Even though, you know,
you got the cocktail, the Beltway cocktail circuit that you got to attend to. So you got to have an out, otherwise, you know, you're not there with the cocktail crowd, right?
Well, you know, where I come from, when there's two groups and one group has six and the other group has three. The group that has six, they're not the extremists. By definition, they're the majority.
Right.
So they're the ones who are occupying the center space here. It's the three who refuse to live a constitutional life. They're the extremists. Nevertheless, Roberts pens this opinion where he tries to stake out his own position in the middle lane. And you know what the difference is between the draft ruling that was leaked in early May, first time in the history of the Supreme Court that a draft ruling leaked while the case was still pending? If you go through line by line, and I spent the weekend doing this, I was so curious.
Mm.
The only difference between that draft opinion and the final opinion is that in the final opinion, Alito kicks back at the dissenting opinions, right? Because when the Supreme Court issues an opinion, typically you get a document that is the majority ruling of the court. Here's the explanation for why we ruled. And then oftentimes, justices who are in the minority, one of them will write what's called the dissenting opinion. Okay, this is the minority opinion. This is our argument. And sometimes you even get judges who come along and say, well, I'm gonna vote with the majority, but I want to write my own opinion so people will understand there are some things that I agree with in there and some things I'm not so keen about, but not enough that I'm not going to vote for it, but I want to explain myself. Okay. So we actually got a couple of those. Kavanaugh wrote a concurring opinion. Justice Thomas wrote a concurring opinion. And Roberts wrote a concurring opinion. And then there was the three-judge dissenting opinion. And so the only difference between the original draft that was leaked in May and the final version of the majority opinion is that in the final version, Justice Alito takes on the arguments in the dissenting opinions and even in the concurring opinions, and he just makes Chief Justice Roberts look like a fool. He actually quotes Roberts back to himself from an earlier opinion that Justice Roberts had written. It's absolutely hilarious. For those of us who love to go through these things with a fine-tooth comb to see what they're really doing here, Alito doesn't think much of Roberts. That's very clear. And he really doesn't think much of Roberts trying to split the baby here. Oh, I vote to uphold the Mississippi law, but I don't want to overturn Roe. Dude, pick a side. You can't have it both ways.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's brilliant, and I appreciate all the hard work that you put into this to look at this because, you know, we still don't know who leaked the opinion prematurely, which I think is quite interesting. You know, we can manage to jail J6 insurrectionists lickety-split, but we can't seem to find in a small prescribed group of people who would have leaked the opinion, right? And my theory is that I would not be surprised that if it didn't come, and of course this is really out there, and I get that, but I wouldn't be surprised if somehow this went from Breyer to the incoming Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Well, that's an interesting thought. That's an interesting. I can tell you the marshals have asked for the phone and email records of the clerks. Each of the nine justices has four clerks who work for them for a year, and it's a great honor to have that on your resume, to get to spend a year working for a Supreme Court justice as a clerk, because these are the guys who actually do the legal research, and oftentimes they write the initial drafts. Here's how you would frame this argument based on these precedents you want to cite, Mr. Justice. And so they do the initial legwork on all this. It's a great honor to have that on your resume.
Exactly. Thank you so much, as always. We appreciate you coming on the show and breaking it down. Great analysis here. He's TPP's man in Washington, Tea Party Patriots, Citizen Fund Political Director, Bill Pascoe. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Good to be with you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.